The state of Texas has rolled back nearly 50 years of abortion rights, with a little help from the U.S. Supreme Court. In a late-night ruling, only one paragraph long, the High Court refused to block a new Texas law that will effectively ban almost all abortions in that state. Democratic elected officials were quick to respond. Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California is the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
What happened in the last several, 36 hours or so, has been stunning. The Supreme Court making the decision that it did not only disrespected women, it disrespected the Supreme Court and its former decision, its precedent that it had established as Roe v. Wade.
The new Texas law, SB 8, took effect September 1st. It's a form of so-called fetal heartbeat law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be recorded at about 6 weeks, before most women even know they're pregnant. It's called fetal heartbeat despite the fact that a 6-week embryo has no heart, but there is measurable electrical activity. The law marks the biggest rollback of abortion access since the Roe v. Wade abortion ruling in 1973.
This is so personal for people. This is about who they are. This bill in Texas, it said they couldn't even talk like to their husband about what their decision might be. It doesn't have an exception for rape and incest. How disrespectful can you be of women and their reproductive rights to say such a thing? What could they be thinking? But in any event, what it does do is, because most people didn't think this could happen, nobody would ever do that. Yeah. Now they know that somebody would do that.
Other so-called fetal heartbeat laws have been blocked in court, but the Supreme Court issued a brief one-paragraph order declining to issue a stay, though it pointed out it was not ruling on whether the law is constitutional. Chief Justice John Roberts issued a dissent, saying Texas imposed a ban on abortions after 6 weeks and then, in his words, essentially delegated enforcement of that prohibition to the populace at large. That means there's no state enforcement official to sue in order to block the law. Rather, enforcement will come from individuals who can sue abortion providers or others they think are breaking the law. Pelosi says she's worried.
There will be other states that may copy the Texas model, which is not a state action, but right of private action, which is clever, very, very dangerous.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor used stronger language, opening her dissent with the words, "The court's ruling is stunning. Presented with an application to enjoin a flagrantly unconstitutional law engineered to prohibit women from exercising their constitutional rights and evade judicial scrutiny," she says, "a majority of justices have opted to bury their head in the sand." She says the Texas legislature, in her words, has deputized the state's citizens as bounty hunters, offering them cash prizes for civilly prosecuting their neighbors' medical procedures. President Joe Biden issued a statement blasting the ruling as an unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade. In his words, "Complete strangers will now be empowered to inject themselves in the most private and personal health decisions faced by women." So he's directing what he calls a whole-of-government approach to respond to the ruling. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We're about 12 hours or less than that since this ruling. And what the president made clear in his statement this morning is that the impact of last night's decision should be immediate and requires an immediate process. So, yes, he's asked the Gender Policy Council because he feels it's important for there to be a point of contact or a point person, I should say, at a senior level in the White House. But most importantly, he's also directed them to work with the legal team here at the White House, the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services to determine what, if any, steps can be taken here to protect a woman's right to choose and access to health care for women in Texas.
In a court filing, plaintiffs in the case, called Whole Woman's Health versus Jackson, criticize what they call a vigilante approach to enforcement under the new law. They say, today it is abortion providers and those who assist them. Tomorrow, it might be gun buyers who face liability for every purchase. Churches could be hauled into far-flung courts to defend their religious practices because someone somewhere disagrees with them. Same-sex couples could be sued by neighbors for obtaining a marriage license. In response, Speaker Pelosi says she plans to bring up California Democrat Judy Chu's Women's Health Protection Act for a vote.
When we go back to Washington, we will be putting Roe v. Wade codification on the floor of the House to make sure that women everywhere have access to the reproductive health that they need. I say that as a mother of five children, and I respect everyone's decisions, their personal decisions, but that's why we have to give them the ability to make those decisions.
Of course, even if that bill passes out of the House, it has little chance of overcoming a Republican filibuster in the narrowly divided Senate. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court will take up another controversial abortion case later this month, this time regarding a Mississippi abortion law. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.